Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And the history of your breakfast really is more sophisticated than just whether you left the eggs out last night and they've been sitting on the counter all morning. If you're eating your breakfast now, think of the history of what it is that you're eating. And if you happen to be eating a bagel, well, then you'll be thrilled that joining us now is Maria Bolinska, who's the author of The Bagel, The Surprising History of a Modest Bread, and she's also the editor of The World, Current Affairs Radio. Maria, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
There's a lot to get to here. I mean, I'm a lover of bagels, and you found possibly a lineage of bagels that begins in Poland?
That's right. The first mention of the bagel as a Jewish bread is in 1610 in Poland. But my theory is it's connected to a Polish bread called the obwajanek. And the first mention of the obwajanek in Poland in the same city of Krakow is 1395.
And what would you have on your obwajanek?
What would you have? Well, you wouldn't have anything, actually, because in those days it was very dense, very hard, much thinner. And you would have, if you were, the first mention in 1395 is in the court records of the Polish queen, and she would have eaten it for Lent.
Huh.
It was a fasting bread. And the bagel itself also, you would probably have just had on its own, or if it were a few hours old, dunked in some tea.
Wow. Well, there's nothing fasting about bagels these days. The modern bagel is made in a way that's interesting. It's boiled and fried. Explain what that does.
Boiled and baked. And in fact, it's always been boiled and baked. This is something I could go on. As you know, people who love bagels love to talk about just how long it should be boiled for, and in what kind of water and so forth. But very quickly, the boiling means that it keeps its shape. It holds the shape, and it won't. If it went into the oven straight away, it would probably rise a lot quicker, and therefore would not be as sort of compact. The other thing it does is it gelatinizes the starch in the crust, so it makes a nice nice glossy crust that you've got on a bagel.
And also the nice softness on the inside.
Indeed.
And it's also why the bagels go stale so quickly, because that is a very, very perishable situation that the boiling and baking makes. Now, my favorite story in your book, and there's a lot of great stories in there, is how lenders decided to take over the breakfast world in America with frozen bagels. How did that happen?
Well, it happened that they introduced freezing because they were actually working very, very hard. They had a bakery in New Haven. They were working very hard every day of the week, but of course the big demand was on the weekend, and then they never had a break, so they thought, all right, well, maybe if we freeze it and then just sort of, you know, defrost and deliver them, it will be, the customers won't notice the difference. Well, at a certain point, the customers, they were delivered unfrosted. They were still frozen. And there was a big hoopla, but actually the customers realized they'd been eating frozen bagels for months and hadn't noticed the difference.
Wow.
What happened was the Lenders brothers realized that actually this was a huge opportunity, that now the bagel, which as you say goes stale so quickly, could be distributed across the country in frozen trucks.
And it changed the world, and indeed my mother, when she discovered Lenders bagels in the freezer case, transformed our breakfast. Have you had your bagel this morning, Maria?
Well, today I haven't had a bagel,
all
I'm
right.
afraid, because I'm very picky about my bagels, as you probably imagine, and I like my bagels from a certain source, and I didn't manage to get to that source
all right.
over the weekend.
Maria Bolinska is the author of The Bagel, The Surprising History of a Modest Bread. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.